Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
23 years ago, just about right now, we met very smart, beautiful lady who's become one of my great friends in my life and an abiding supporter of all the things that we do, and somebody that I've encouraged you to follow all this time. Barbara Weltman, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you.
23 years. You were just I think you were a freshman in high school when we met, and
you know, marriages don't last that long.
I know. But thank you for your abiding support of being, she's never once turned me down when I called her, we've called to get her to join me on the show, and sometimes when it was short notice. And Barbara, I always appreciate your abiding support, and not just when you're with me, but the things you do for people all the time. You're one of our heroes around here.
Well, thank you.
So we're talking about, she's one of the top experts in the galaxy on small business taxes. She's written all the books on the topic, the J.K. Lister series of books. Also, don't forget to check out her book, Smooth Failing, which is a chronicle of a collection of people telling her, you know, what they did, you know, when things didn't work out, which is very important. So, Barbara, you gave us a great report on what we have to do, what we're required to do going forward. Already in the books, what we're supposed to do with regard to tax filing and tax paying. What are some of the tax policies that you're hearing that could be coming at us?
Well, there are a lot of proposals, and the proposals are such that they're going to raise taxes. That's the bottom line. It's just a question of how and how much. And some of the proposals are a hike in the corporate tax rate,
yeah,
which most small businesses are not C corporations. So
right,
for most small businesses, that's not an immediate impact. However, they are also discussing curtailment of the qualified business income deduction, the QBI deduction, 20% of that, which is the break for small business owners.
Which was supposed to be extended to 25.
Which currently goes through 2025, and there had been talk about making it permanent, but now it certainly doesn't look like it's going to be permanent, and in fact it could be reduced as they change the corporate tax rate.
I want to point something out here about this before we leave the corporate thing, the C-Corp, the major corporate increase. Currently, the corporate tax rate in America is below the average for developed countries in the world. So that gives our companies an advantage. It causes them to think more about bringing jobs back to America, bringing investment back to America. When jobs and investment comes back to America, that's money that part of it gets spent with small business owners. They're our customers. So when you raise taxes on corporate America, you don't get to say, well, at least they didn't raise them on small businesses. When you raise them on our customers, it hurts us, doesn't it?
Precisely. And yeah, because we're just one economy, and
yeah,
certainly everything has an impact. One of the other things that I just want to kind of throw this in, because there's actually a bill that's been proposed. A lot of what we were just discussing, along with raising the tax rate on individuals, taxing capital gains as if they were ordinary income, those are just some of the things that have been discussed. What is actually a bill already is eliminating the stepped-up basis. Now, what that is as we probably know or have been accustomed to, when someone dies, heirs take over, get a stepped-up basis, meaning that whatever they inherit, they get the value at the time of death.
Right. In other words, the appreciation of
the appreciation
of the benefactor doesn't go against them.
Right. what they want to do is basically end the stepped-up basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has been tried twice before, that I, in my recollection. I mean, I've gone through two ideations of this, and they both failed. It didn't work. That doesn't mean they're not going to try it. And one of the in my opinion, kind of scary suggestions about what to do is that they want to basically adopt what's called mark to market, meaning that every year you're going to pay tax on appreciation of your assets every year.
It's not so. In other words, instead of capital gains being dropped, you have to pay it as you go.
You pay as you go. And of course, you know, as if things go down, it's a loss for you that you get to claim a loss. But you're going to have to liquidate to pay the tax.
Don't forget the thousands of dollars that would have to go into appraising those assets.
Well, I don't know if they would
all assets aren't in stocks. Just remember that. A lot of real estate.
Precisely, but I don't know if they would do it for all assets. My biggest concern would be how would it impact people who own real estate investors, because that's really problematic.
But also, I don't know, with 401ks, would it affect regular people, or is it just very rich?
Who knows whether it would affect 401ks or, you know, I don't know. There are so many unknowns.
It's an assault on the American way. The American dream, isn't that kind of tax?
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
So, folks, keep your eyes open and remember all these things when you get ready to vote next time. 10 Tail, right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Big Ideas for SmallBusiness.com is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.